Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing. Good afternoon. This is Joy Keys. This is a special edition of the show. I want to thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan of the show. Just look us up on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And also, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. This morning, I am blessed to have Frederick Yanné on the show this morning, jazz harmonicist. He was born in France, but he lives in D.C. now. He's played with Stevie Wonder, Prince, NDRE, John Legend, Erykah Badu, Kindred, Justin Bieber. I mean, I can go on. He is killer. Did you just hear that? I mean, you just have to say hallelujah after you heard that, okay? But good morning, Frederick.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so happy to have you this afternoon on the show. I'm glad we were able to coordinate schedules and so on and so forth. So this is amazing because when I think about jazz music, I think about the bassist, I think about the drummer. I mean, I had Christian McBride on here, jazz bassist, Adam Cruz, a drummer on here. I think about singers, Diane Reeves. But my mind doesn't initially go to harmonica. So how did you get into this, just for people who don't know? I know you originally wanted to be a drummer, but then you became playing harmonica. How did that happen?
Well, thanks for having me on your show, first of all. That actually happened the way you described it. I wanted to be a drummer so bad that I was listening to a lot of different jazz artists. And then I realized that I would not basically be able to take the lead as a drummer in the bands I was trying to perform with. So I decided to look at another instrument that would allow me to do so. And at the same time, I fell in love with the harmonica because it's so convenient. It fits in your pocket. It's inexpensive. And it makes people smile. So the choice was pretty easy. You know, I just jumped the gun and practiced on the harmonica. And here we are today.
So I've read that you have more than 50 harmonicas. Where do you keep them all?
Under my bed, in my closet, in my bathroom.
Oh my God!
They're all over the place. I need so many because not because I'm probably a harmonica freak at this point, but because I break them quite often and I need spare for the key I use. So I have a lot of doubles in my gear.
Well, I can see why you break them, because when I've seen videos of you, I mean, you know, you're not just playing with your mouth. You're playing with your entire body. I mean, your shoulders are moving. You're almost leaping off the stage or off the chair. I mean, it's like as soon as you put this to your mouth, you cannot stop moving. Was that always how you played, or was that something that developed as you gained more confidence?
I think it's totally unconscious. It's totally spontaneous. It's probably part of the background I have of playing the drums, where you have to play with your body. It's probably because of the intensity of it. What I do is specific in one way. The harmonica I play does not have all the notes you need to be able to play a chromatic scale. So half of the notes are artificial, and you have to literally dig deep inside the harmonica to find them and play them the proper way. And that's why the body leaning and the bending forward and backward, that's where that comes from. it takes a lot of physical strength to produce those notes and to produce them properly.
Well, I was reading about the different techniques about blending and overblowing, and one of your styles is overblowing. Could you explain to the listeners about those different techniques?
Sure. Well, if you take a basic harmonica in C, the diatonic blues harp, that's how they call them. They call it the blues harmonica in C. You only have 19 notes on the whole length of the harmonica, which are basically the white keys of the piano. And you don't even have all of them in most of the whole length of the instrument. So to produce the black keys, which will allow you to approach a jazz tune or R&B song or even a gospel song, you have to play. You have to figure out a way to play the reeds in the opposite way that they are designed to be played. Basically.
Mm. Wow! Amazing. I want to play one of your new songs from your newest album, which is something we'll talk about after, how fans can get involved in that. But I want to play, this is song A. It doesn't have a title yet, so we're going to play this. It's from Frederick Yanez's newest album, Read My Lips. My body starts moving when I'm listening to you play because the energy just seems to be coming through the speakers, through my headphones, and I'm bopping back and forth. Somebody in the chat room just said they saw you in Columbus, Ohio, and they had to come back for a second night because you blew them away. Where do you get the energy from? You know, where do you get this energy from?
From my mother.
From your mother? Okay, you come from an artistic background. You were doing comedy with your father. I think I read something about your grandfather also was an artist.
That's right. My grandfather was a writer, and as a matter of fact, his book was translated into 7 languages around the world, and now it's available in English. It's called Paris Noir, and it's an amazing book about Paris during World War II and his activities at that time.
That's amazing. Let's talk about back to the harmonicas that you play. One of the Schon, is that the kind of harmonica you play?
I play a Seidel, S-E-Y-D-E-L, Seidel harmonica.
Okay, Seidel. And then, but Germany is kind of where a lot of harmonicas are made. I know recently an American company closed down their harmonica business here. But how did it get from Germany to America? Talk about that transition.
Well, it came with the migration from Europe, and about just at the beginning of the building era of America, when the colonists from England or Ireland came with their instruments and their culture and across the ocean, they of course brought their instruments. And what's interesting about it is in the sound that I use, parts of my brushes, and I'm going to use that term because we're on the radio, part of the brushes that I use to paint my music come from actually those kinds of music, those cultures. I use the heritage from Irish music, folk, and also German music in what I do today in my art. So they brought their instruments with you, and as a matter of fact, the harmonica was a part of the Marines package at the very beginning of the century. And the Marines gave their instruments, because some of them didn't know how to use them, they gave it to people who could not afford to buy themselves an instrument, i.e. the black people. And that's how we got involved into playing into the music we developed, blues or gospel music as well.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the first song I played, Amazing Grace, was amazing, literally. I mean, I had to bring my daughter in the room when I heard. I was like, oh, you hear? He's killing me. I was like, you're killing me. I want to let the audience know that this is your third album you're working on. Your first album was Blowing Your Mind in Every Key of the Harp. Your second album, Front and Center. I want to play a little bit. This is a more traditional song, a jazz traditional song, Autumn Leaves. It reminded me, I was in Poland for about 5 weeks with a theater company, and I sang in a club this song, but I'm not going to sing it today, people. I'm not going to do it. But anyway, I just want to play a little bit of this Autumn Leaves by Frédéric Yanet. One of the people in the chat room wanted me to ask you how Toots Thiemans has influenced your work. He's a famous harmonicist also.
In a major way, of course. I mean, Toots is a legend. His emotions are fantastic. He was one of the first harmonica players to actually open up my perspective, my perception on the harmonica. And I almost took on his legacy of doing so and expanding the way people think about the instrument.
Well, Stevie Wonder is one of your big influences, and you played Boogie on Reggae Woman. I'll play a little bit. But talk to me about when you met him, the feelings, and then your relationship since meeting him. How has it expanded?
If you want to go on YouTube and Google and just YouTube Yonet Chappelle, there's a video where Dave Chappelle actually talks about that moment where I met Stevie, because Dave basically introduced us to one another. And he describes it in a very, very interesting way. Of course, the Chappelle way. But it was amazing.
Yes. I saw that video. He's crazy.
That is actually the truth. Everything he says in that video exactly happened the way he's describing it. He's a great storyteller.
Well, Prince is also somebody else you played with, and, I mean, he is genius in so many levels and, oh, my God, instruments and so on. Talk about touring with him and that experience a little bit.
That was a mind-opener as well. I discovered a lot of different things about myself. I learned to be ready all the time. any time of the day or the night, you have to be ready. And also, playing with him expanded also the way people thought about the harmonica in his music. He never had a harmonica player in his band before, so it was a great opportunity to reach out to a broader audience.
Do you want to play any other instruments? Do you see yourself playing any other instruments down the road, or are you just going to stick with the harmonica?
I play a little bit of everything, but my voice really takes a bigger. I think my voice is more efficient through the instrument of the harmonica. I really love, and that's what I do best. Period.
I will agree. You do it wonderfully. Let me play a little bit. This is song B from your newest album, Read My Lips, just to give the audience another taste of your amazing talent and skill.
Mm-hmm.
So this third album you're working on is a very interesting idea. You have the listeners and your fans collaborating with you. Talk to the audience a little bit about this process.
Well, as a matter of fact, the first song you played, Letter A, you actually played the first version of it. The whole idea of the Read My Lips project is to open the doors to my audience basically to allow them to witness the creative process of putting your CD together. We are sharing that process at several stages of evolution of the CD by taking some musical snapshots, basically, of the songs, and every time, and by sharing them on the server. They are buying this download card with an individual code on the back of them. It's almost like a membership card that allows them to come back and get the new updated songs every time there is one for them to pick up.
Well, let me tell them your website is fredyanne.com. You're also on Twitter, Fred Yanne, and so please check out his website where you can get the special code and be involved in making his third album. What inspires you, Frederick? Is it, you know, politics? Is it children? Is it your wife? What's your inspiration when you're writing your music?
All of the above. I'm sensitive, of course, to everything that's happening in our world, and we are bombarded with information all the time. What inspires me the most, I guess, is really the interaction, the human interaction with an audience. We are kind of losing this today with the internet, or we're getting it in a different way with the internet. It's not the way I'm actually. I mean, I love it, but I feel like the true human connection, face to face, provides something that I'm lacking of.
It's a bit of a wall. Maybe there's a bit of a wall in a sense, but when you're face to face, I mean, you can really feel somebody's energy and see all the movements, you know, especially with you. You're very much a performer, and I think just listening to your music through a speaker or, you know, through your iPhone or something really does not get, people really can't grasp, you know, I think the entirety of your music. They have to see you face-to-face to really understand that, or through the video is good, but definitely the face-to-face, there is a difference, you know. I grew up with jazz. My dad used to manage a jazz club. My cousin is Christian McBride, and my uncle is a bassist. So I really understand about live music. That's what I grew up with. So now with the flat in a way, I understand that. I agree with you. I do agree with you.
And it's probably the reason why I really wanted to dig into this opportunity of bringing the audience along with the process of putting a CD together. Most artists are very protective of their art, and they're only going to share it once the work is done. And I feel like there's a window right there to explore and to, you know, allow people to actually plant a seed of creativity in their mind versus just being witness of the end result. You know, just they might actually come up with some good ideas and get engaged with the process. Like, for example, right now we're looking for vocalists for those tracks you just actually played on the air. So if anybody gets inspired by, you know, some words, some melodies on those songs, they can actually submit it to us, and or some lyrics, they can submit it to us, and you know, we will take into consideration. And why not get in the studio? I produced front and center with a band from the U.S. and a band from France, and they never met each other. You know, the internet can create some amazing things.
Oh, definitely. I think it's opened so many windows. Let's talk about children a little bit. I'm very passionate about the youth and how arts can help young people. We have a lot of conflict. I mean, in London, they just had the riots. Here in Philadelphia, we have flash mobs a couple different times. I feel like it's like a public mental health issue going on with young people. How do you think the arts can help kind of steer young people in the right direction?
Well, I have a tendency to think that we grow away from art, from creativity, as we grow older. And one of the reasons is because we let fear grow along with us. We let other people's judgment influence our decisions. Kids are fearless. It's good and it's bad, but in art it actually happens to be, I think, a very, very positive thing, because you don't think about the judgment. You just go for it, and then you contemplate the end result. So I think the spirit of the youth needs to be cultivated with art, and needs to be we need youth in art and art in youth. For me they are the same spirit.
Yeah, I agree with you about people losing it as they get older. One of the books I remember I read, The Artist Way. That's very helpful for if you're an artist, you are into art when you were younger, and then you feel like I've lost my creativity. Or if you're an engineer or a scientist, pick up The Artist Way. That's a wonderful book. It will get you back in touch. A lot of different things that you can do in that book. I want to play another one of your songs. This is the take on Boogie on Reggae Woman. A lot of people are probably familiar with that through Stevie Wonder. You're going to be at the Paint a Bride this coming Saturday. You have two sets there at 7 and 9. They're near 3rd and Vine in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. After Philadelphia, where are you going after Philadelphia, Frederick?
Oh, my gosh. After that, we have a performance in Chestertown, Maryland. We have quite a few private performances in D.C. and around the country as well. Ohio is included. We have a sickle cell benefit, as a matter of fact, in the Washington, D.C. area that is open to the public, and that's going to be very exciting to go through. We're doing also some performances during the Congressional Black Caucus Week for Congressman Clyburn. It's going to be at the Library of Congress. So it's going to be beautiful. Go to the website. I think that's the best way to keep up with the schedule, either Facebook or fredyonet.com. And, you can sign up to the newsletter and get the personal update on the schedule around the country.
Who would you like to play with next? Who would you like to collaborate with? You're collaborating with your fans and listeners, but in terms of maybe established artists, who out there would you like to connect with?
Oh, my gosh, the list is huge. It's
okay, we only have 6 minutes. Don't get crazy.
Well, it goes from CeeLo to... I don't know. Alicia Keys would be great. The U2, Rolling Stones, maybe Dave Matthews Band. How would I say that?
A wide variety of tastes, I guess, in music, and you are fearless in going to all different directions with your harmonica.
I'm really trying to expand the way the harmonica feels in different genres of music, so I'm not thinking in artists, I'm really thinking in opportunities, and I'm really trying to stay open to those opportunities when they come to me. So I'm not really putting a label on who I want to work with, but I'm just trying to do it as much as possible with everybody who's interested.
Yeah, very organic process. Let me play another. This is a song C from the most recent album by Frederick Yanet, Read My Lips. You can get involved in helping him create this by going to his website, fredyanet.com. You can get a special code and download the songs and leave your comments. He's also looking for some vocalists. So if you're a singer out there, this is a great opportunity. Send him your thoughts, lyrics that you might think would connect with the different songs. You never know what could happen. You never know. So this is song C from his most recent album, Read My Lips.
Thank you.
Frederic, do you know that Abraham Lincoln supposedly used to carry around a harmonica in his pocket?
I heard, yes.
You heard about that, right? Is that crazy or what? You never know. See, it's so small, people can just, you know, put it anywhere, you know, they want to pull it out. And also I read that there's a World Harmonica Festival in Germany. Have you ever been to the festival?
I have not. It's actually a contest. It's a championship, and every year they come up with the best harmonica player, the world champ, harmonica champ of that year. I think I've been invited to be a judge, to be on the panel, but I'll check it out soon.
You'll check it out soon. What's the best place you visited in your travels? You've been so many places. What's the best place in the world that you would like to go back to again?
Oh my gosh. I love Spain. I love Germany. I love Belgium. I love Europe. I would love to investigate. I haven't been everywhere yet. I'm really trying to discover new places. I'd love to go to Asia. I've never been yet. And so it's hard for me to pick. I'm trying to keep my spirit open to opportunities and to discovering new places, new horizons.
Yeah, I could see maybe with some Brazilian music or something, Susana Baca maybe or something like that. That would be a crazy combination. Or Luisa Mehta, she's a Brazilian singer, just in terms of like stretching the limits of what the harmonica, you know, sound is capable of. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. I wish you much success, and I hope to see you Saturday. For the listeners, again, check out fredyanne.com. Also, check out Fred Yanne on Twitter. He's also on Facebook, and you can help collaborate with his third album, Read My Lips. Just go to his website and leave comments, suggestions. He's looking for vocalists, so if you're a singer, hit him up. And you never know, you could become a star. There's so many opportunities. But thank you so much, Frederic, for coming on the show this morning, this afternoon.
Joy, thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed our conversation. I hope to meet you Saturday.
Okay, you have a wonderful Sunday, okay?
Thank you.
Don't break any harmonicas from now until Saturday.
I'll try not to. I'll save some for Saturday.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. This is a show. Just got off the phone with Frederic Yanne, and I hope you pick up his album when it's finished, but also you can start collaborating now. Go to fredyanne.com.